Well, hello there, everybody. This is a hard post for me. I know I've been posting about special needs care and the chapter to my care for Gussie Grant has closed. She passed away February the 28th. I'm sitting here contemplating everything that took place leading to her death. She started having major seizures that just wouldn't stop. She went in perpetual seizure modes for several days. And even though she was at the end of her Alzheimer's time of 12 years, it is the seizures that eventually caused her demise. No matter what they gave her, she would not stop having seizures. And then she began to have excruciating pain that they could not eliminate with morphine or any other drugs. So to watch her suffer was horrible. We went into hospice. She stayed there about 7 days. And then she came home and she died within 2 days of hospice, and I was singing to her, "Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, pretty baby. When you wake, God awaits you. Go to sleepy, pretty baby." And she started smiling. And one reason is my husband started singing over my shoulder off key. And I turned to him to say something, to pick at him. And Gussie giggled. And right after that giggle, about 3 minutes later, she passed away. My life, I don't know what to do with it now, because for all these years, she lived to be 45 years old. Even in times when she was in a home for a little while for Alzheimer's care, I still worried about her. I traveled 4 hours there and back to see her many times a month, and dinner times, having her with me, you're giving 24-hour care. Lord, I don't know what to do with my life now. I'm just realizing, you know, my husband asked me, "Baby, can you go for a walk with me last night, you know, to go to a restaurant?" And I started to say no, and then I realized I could go. That's the new normal. I've got to get used to that. I can go. So for those out there that are caring for loved ones that are at the end of their lives, I can say this, that when Gussie passed, a peace came over my home like I cannot explain to you, because she passed with a smile. And I think it was God's way of telling me, oh, she's all right. I have her with me. And I could let her go and have peace in my heart. It doesn't mean the tears won't flow. It doesn't mean I won't get very broken down about this. And sometimes I think once the funeral is over and once all of that is done, then the new reality will really kick in. So I want to say thank you for joining me today on this blog to say goodbye to my best friend, my sister, Gussie Grant. Goodbye, my beautiful boss. Goodbye.